Legal experts in Washington state are still assessing Monday's U.S. Supreme Court ruling regarding labor unions. At issue is whether unions can require home health care workers to pay certain dues and fees. And as KUOW's Liz Jones reports, Washington is one of a handful of states where the ruling could apply.
10 states allow home health care workers to join unions, including Washington and Oregon. The high court case dealt with similar unions in Illinois, and the justices ruled they cannot require a so-called fair share fee. That's a fee unions charge to people who benefit from its negotiating efforts, but who choose not to be dues-paying members, perhaps because they disagree with the union's political views. Charlotte Garden has watched this case closely. She's an assistant law professor at Seattle University. Here in Washington, she expects this issue will end up in federal court.
I think that's extremely likely, yes.
Garden says the high court's ruling only applies to union workers who are supported by public funds, but not directly employed by the government. It's a pretty narrow category. But Garden says the ruling's local reach is still unclear.
But it's going to depend on how similar the Illinois statute is to the Washington statute and how it treats state authority over these home health care aides.
We see a great distinction here in Washington between the Illinois Medicaid Home Care Personal Assistance Program and the Washington Individual Provider Program.
That's Jackson Holtz with SEIU Local 775. It represents nearly 44,000 home health care workers in Washington. He says they're also still reviewing the local impact of this ruling. So is the state attorney general's office. Either way, Holtz expects his union's membership will stay strong. He says in the past decade, members have increased their own dues, and an overwhelming majority of eligible workers choose membership. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.